Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Vlad Chatas, the Tmuras Chatas, Chatas Shemei Subala. So we're going to get into now the famous halachas of the five Chatas Shemei. So the first three are classic cases of Chatas Shemei, where the Chatas has to be left to die, and there if the Chatas has an offspring, or if someone affects a substitution, so it's a Tmura of a Chatas, or Chatas Shemei Subala, if the Chatas where the owner has died. So in all these cases, the leftover chatas, so the offspring, the tumura, or the chatas where the owner died, there's really nothing you can do with that animal, since there's no kapara you can bring for that animal. Plus, in the case of the where the owner died, the person died already, so you can't bring it as a carbon anymore. So in all those three cases, yumusu, the animal is left to die. Now, what about shavar shenasa? What if the year passes, so you separated the chatas, but now it's too old to be brought as a carbon? Sha'avdav and imseis balasmum, or if let's say the chatas that was originally separated got lost, and then you found it and it has a mum. So then it depends. In mishakipru abaylem tumas, let's say in the interim the owner brought another carbon as a kapara. So then these two also fall into the category of chatas shemesais and tumas, and they have to be left to die. Ve'inoise tumura, and in the interim, they cannot affect the tumura since their kedusha is already impaired, because they have to be left to die. They can't affect the tumura, so substitution of such of these two animals won't work. V'leinenin, you cannot have another of them. However, v'leimayelim, there is no din me'ila if you inadvertently did use the animal for your own benefit. Now, im ach leikir b'ha b'ilim, but let's say the baal did not get a kapara yet, then tirash et sistayiv, you let it graze until it gets a mum. Now, obviously, that's talking about a case of avar shenasa, because in the other case of avar shenimtzes baal mum, it already has a mum, so you don't have to wait for it to get a mum. The case of avar shenasa, you would basically let it graze until it gets a mum. At that point, v'timacha, you can sell it. V'yavidumer acheres, and then you take the money, and with that money, you now bring with it your other chatas, but the other animals are considered now redeemed. Vaisa tamura, and during that state, since it still retains its kedusha, it can make a tamura, umaylamba, and if you use it inadvertently, you will be ivran mila. This is how Rashi learns the Mishnah. Other Shanim learn it slightly differently, but generally that's the introduction to Chatas Shemesis. Paragdal and Mishnah Beis. Hamafresh Chatas Evavda. Now let's just talk about a regular case of someone who separates his Chatas and it gets lost. Hikar Acheres Tachta. And in the interim, he's makriv of another animal in its stead. V'achakach Nimtzes Rishayna. And now he finds the first animal. So Thomas, then, the animal has to be left to die. Again, this is a repetition of the Mishnah before. It's one of the classic five cases of Chatas Shemesis, where he already had a kapara from another animal, and in the interim, they found the first, and then they found the first animal, but since he already had a kapara, this animal has no more use for, so therefore, it has to be left to die. Now, what if a mavish mois l'chatas vavdu? What if he separated money for his karma chatas, and the money got lost? Now, v'hikar chatas tachten, and in the interim, he had to obviously bring a karma chatas. So in the interim, he went and he separated another animal as a karma chatas, and he brought it as a karma chatas. V'akach nimtzo mayis, and now you find the original money that he separated for his karma chatas. Yechul yam hamelach. He has to take the money, throw it into the yam hamelach, to the Dead Sea. Again, since there can't be any more use of this money, so therefore the normal resting place for money that could never be used was the Yam HaMelach, since it would sink and be encrusted with salt and would generally disintegrate and never be found. So that was a classic way in the times of the Gemara where they destroyed the coins that needed to be destroyed, was to throw it into the Yam HaMelach.